Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'll tell you, the Republicans always complain about people mollycoddling criminal defendants. And they have resulted in some terrible policy in this country, excessive jail sentences for nonviolent offenses like drug possession. And that has all got to change. But when the shoe is on the other foot, they sing a different tune. And here is a couple of examples of what's happened when insurrectionists have been arrested. One woman was arrested. She's in the Capitol with a mob. The mob is breaking windows. They end up murdering a police officer, Brian Sicknick. Hit him over the head with a fire extinguisher. Kill him. Stab another one with a pole like a spear. Dig the eye out of another one. Hit a couple of others over the head with pipes, and they're brain damaged. Others, broken ribs in the hospital. Over 100 of them were injured. Two committed suicide. A woman protester shot. This gal is in the mob. She's arrested. She's roaming around Nancy Pelosi's office and everything else. And she brings a motion in front of the court. What do you think the motion was? The motion was, Your Honor, I'd like to go on our vacation to Mexico. It's prepaid. And under the rules, I'm not supposed to leave the jurisdiction while criminal charges are pending against me. Could you waive that so I can go to Mexico on my vacation? I'm not kidding. That would have been a real short motion if I were the judge. I would have said, you want to go to Mexico? Well, next time, don't invade the Capitol where people get killed, okay? At least five of them. That would be a good way for you to go on vacation. Denied. That's what I would do. That isn't what this judge did. This judge says, oh, okay. Okay, go ahead. You can go to Mexico on your prepaid vacation. Seriously, that's what he did. Another one, remember the QAnon shaman, guy with the horns, the fur, remember the guy? Bare chest, horns, war paint, makeup. QAnon shaman kind of roaming around, you know, aimlessly, just great TV. Unfortunately, part of an insurrection for him. He's in jail right now. Now, he brought a motion and he put in an affidavit from his mother, I think. She testified to this. He said, I prefer organic food. I want a special diet in jail. Now, look, here's the deal. If a guy has medical reasons for a certain kind of diet, it would be cruel and inhuman punishment not to give it to him. I mean, you have to do it. And I like organic food, and a lot of people do. But you're in jail, Jack. You're in jail awaiting trial, Jack. And look what you just did. And you want a special diet because you say you prefer organic food. Well, too bad. Too bad. It's not medically related. It's not cruel or unusual. So sometimes they will have baked beans and hamburgers or hot dogs, or they'll have a choice. You can have a chicken breast or veggie. Deal with it, Jack. Deal with it. You want organic food? Why don't you stay free? Why don't you stay out of jail? Why don't you not be a part of a mob that beats an officer to death, gouges the eye out of another one, stabs another one with a pole, and beats two more of them over the head with lead pipes so they're brain damaged? That would be a very good way to start you not having to worry about whether you're going to get organic food. Another recent development, as of last night, fresh off the presses, fresh history being made. The Republican leaders in the House, the Republican leaders, Kevin McCarthy is the main guy, but there's a leadership council. So Stephen Scalise of Louisiana is number two, Liz Cheney is number three, and then the chairman of the major committees. Now they're no longer chairman, they're the ranking members, appropriations, ways and means, that kind of thing. They're the leadership, they meet. I think they squeeze Liz Cheney out of this one. And they met to debate two things, and they're equating them. One is, should they discipline Marjorie Taylor Greene, the QAnon gal? Remember the QAnon Marjorie Taylor Greene? And should they discipline Liz Cheney for voting to impeach Donald Trump, equating them? And they couldn't agree. They could not agree. Kevin McCarthy met with Marjorie Taylor Greene. He was soft on her. He chickened out. And now they're all going home and doing nothing. And then on Wednesday, they're going to come back. Now, I'm going to give them some advice. They're not going to want my advice. I don't think they listen to Devil Radio unless it's to find out what the other side is up to. But there's some very good advice. Keep your hands off Liz Cheney. You're lucky to have her. As long as she's willing to stay in a nut job party, she's your number three. You know, she's Dick Cheney's daughter. She's a lifelong Republican. You're out of your minds to expel her from your caucus and from leadership, which is what they may intend to do. And here's a real basic fact. Secondly, you gave Marjorie Taylor Greene two committee assignments that people die for. Education and labor is one and budget's the other. The only more prestigious committees would be something like appropriation, ways and means. And then there are others like commerce and so on. But education and labor is right up there. And budget is really right up there. What are you doing? You're giving the education committee to a woman who said that the shooting at Sandy Hook of first graders didn't happen or is a false flag operation. And you're going to give the education committee to a woman who said that the Parkland shooting in Florida didn't happen. And that the shooting in the movie theater and out in Las Vegas at the concert didn't happen, that none of them happened. They were all staged by Democrats falsely to attack the Second Amendment. And you're going to put those people on education and budget? No, you better not do that, Jack. You had better not do that. Even the senators, Republican senators, realize the danger. They realize the danger. So when they come back on Wednesday, frankly, it may be too late because the Democrats have already said, you yank her off those committees, any committee, and you just have her roaming around doing nothing and keeping her mouth shut, or we're going to yank her off those committees because we have the majority. It's a very rare procedure. Each party gets to appoint certain members of the committee, and they get a certain number of them, and you theoretically don't want the majority controlling the whole committee. Real problem with that. But, you know, I have a solution. Instead of worrying about precedent, I go like this. We will never do it except for a member who threatens to murder the Speaker of the House. How about that? That's sort of basic. To me, that's sort of reasonable. Reasonable if we have ever a Democrat that said that, I don't want them on a committee, and they're not going to say it. And there won't be another Republican, I hope, that's elected that says that. But that, to me, is a low enough bar. It's a low enough bar that they should be able to jump over that pretty quickly. So there you have it. On Wednesday, they're coming back. They're taking a week off. Today's Wednesday. They're leaving town. They're helping themselves to a week off to go home. To do what? Campaign? It's COVID. They're not going to be campaigning. They can campaign by Zoom like everybody else. But no, they're going to go and they're going to think about it. They're going to think about it. And then when they're back next Wednesday, actually on Tuesday, the Senate starts the impeachment trial, but they're going to wait till Wednesday and they're going to say, oh, should we get rid of these two miscreants, these two bad people, Liz Cheney and Marjorie Taylor Greene? Equating them is absurd. That shows the civil war in the Republican Party. But they are putting that off till next Wednesday because they're weak, they're divided, they're afraid of Trump, they're afraid of the Trump base. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.